the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. Set of principles put forward by this bipartisan group embraces the path to citizenship. This is a big deal. This is an important development. This is in keeping with the principles the president has been espousing for a long time, in keeping with bipartisan efforts in the past, and with the effort this president believes has to end in a law that he can sign. When it comes to border security, I think anyone who looks at this honestly will note the tremendous strides we have made in the past 4 years in protecting our borders. In fact, they have never been better enforced than they are now.
All right, so there's the White House press secretary answering a question in a press briefing about the comprehensive immigration overhaul plan proposed by that bipartisan group of senators this week. So that puts immigration reform back on the front burner. And we get started in this hour of our talk radio review with that focus, listening to some of the discussion on talk radio and talk television, and your calls at 888-302-3684. Here's Sean Hannity. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. I'm not Sean Hannity. Sean talks to Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, who is part of that group of senators, about some of the details that we may not know about the proposal.
As I read the framework that was put out earlier, Senator, it said simultaneously. So I wondered if people were playing games already politically.
No, let me explain that. I think I understand that. Yeah, here's what happens. When you're undocumented, you have to come forward. You have to identify yourself. You're going to be fingerprinted. You're going to have a background check done. You're going to have to pay taxes and fines. And what you get is a non-immigrant visa. That is not a green card. A non-immigrant visa means you have a work permit to stay in the country. You don't qualify for any federal benefits under that. Okay, you don't get federal benefits. During the same time, and they're going to have to stay in this process for a significant period of time, and while they're in that process is when all of this security stuff needs to happen. And after a number of years have gone by and the security enforcement stuff is in place, then the second phase begins, which is we give people the opportunity to apply for a green card the same way everybody else does, not a special way, the same way, which means you have to stand in line, you have to wait your turn behind everyone who applied before you legally, and when your turn comes up, you have to qualify for the visa that you're applying for. In essence, we are giving people the opportunity to earn the chance to do this the way they should have done it to begin with. So that's why they say simultaneous, because while you're in that probationary period, that's when the enforcement stuff is happening.
So how long will this process ultimately take? And for example, you said no federal benefits. You have to prove that you have a job. You have to go through a background check. I mean, so is it really going to be that stringent for people?
Well, that's why the details are so important of how you write it. You're absolutely right. This is a town where they write things that are called something, but that's not what it is. So it has to be important. Look, I don't want to ever have to do this again, but that's what's going to happen if all we do is the legalization part and we don't do the enforcement part. And the only way that I know to incentivize the enforcement part is to say that the green card stuff doesn't even begin to happen until the enforcement happens first. That trigger is critically important. Otherwise, it will never happen. That's why we are today. Because when they did this in 1986, they did not do the enforcement, and that led to 11 million people. We'll be right back here again in 10 years or less if we don't do the enforcement.
So is that can I characterize that? If you don't get enforcement first or securing the borders first, is that a deal killer for you?
And absolutely. We'll be right back here again. I want to deal with this permanently. And by the way, I think the vast majority of people in both parties would agree with me on that point. No one ever wants to have to do this again. I mean, no one is happy about the fact that we have 11 million people here who are undocumented. This is something that should never, ever happen again. But the decisions that were made that led to this happened when I was in ninth grade. That was a long time ago. And now we have to deal with this so that it never happens again.
What do you say to people that say, well, ultimately, in the end, if people can get a green card, they can stay, that it's a backdoor form of amnesty? What's your response to that?
Well, first of all, the bottom line is that it would have been cheaper and easier for them to have done it the legal way than the way they're going to get it now. In essence, we're not creating an incentive and we're not rewarding it, because, quite frankly, for many of these people, they would have been better off doing it the right way. This is going to cost them penalties. This is going to cost them taxes. This is going to cost them a significant wait. And then after they do all of that, that, the only thing they're going to have access to is the opportunity to apply for a green card. You still have to qualify for the visa you're applying for. So they would have been better off doing it the right way from the beginning. Amnesty, different from the proposal in 2007, that created a brand new thing called a Z visa, which basically was a blanket, and you had to do very little to qualify for it. So look, the reason, this is not, we're not trying to punish anybody here. This is not about that we're angry at immigrants. This is about the fact that we don't want this to ever happen again. And we don't want to be unfair to the people that have done it the right way. Sean, I have hundreds of people a month come to our offices to talk about the fact that they have family members that are waiting in line to come here the right way. Our message to them cannot be, you know, come illegally because it's cheaper and quicker. On the other hand, this is the reality. We have 11 million human beings in this country that are going to be here for the rest of their lives. We have to solve that problem in a way that takes
care of them. And they go to the back of the line. That's part of the, that will be part of the legislation, correct?
Not only do they go into the back of the line and wait behind everybody who applied before them the right way, but when their turn comes up, they have to qualify for the visa they're applying for, not a special pathway.
All right, so there's Marco Rubio, considered to be the bright light among the Hispanic Republicans from Florida, with part of the explanation on this immigration package, the group of bipartisan senators unveiling this reform framework that they hoped the Senate could pass. This would be something that was a, I see John McCain's involved in this. So anyway, the members of this group announcing the contours of their agreement, shore up America's borders, so they say, and provide a path to citizenship eventually for those people who are here illegally. So anyway, Schumer's involved in it. As usual, he's always there yakking. Whenever there's a camera, this guy, he's never seen a camera he didn't want to step in front of. McCain said Americans have been too content for too long to allow many undocumented workers to provide basic services while not affording them any of the benefits that make our country great. So who agrees with Schumer's on one side, McCain's on the other, Rubio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is this an upgrade for those who have been denied the upgrade ability before? 888-302-3684. The issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about. Tuesday, January 29th on the countdown.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently, from basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control, often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla... Not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. Offer ends February 2nd.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
The first part of the countdown show, a focus on this bipartisan group, which has unveiled an immigration plan, a blueprint, they say, for reform. They hope the Senate will pass it by late spring. The four Republicans and four Democrats got together to try to hammer this out on their own. They want to create a pathway to citizenship for those who are here illegally, reform the system, establish employment verification, create improved processes for admitting valuable workers to the U.S. Here's host Mike Broomhead talking to Senator McCain about why he thinks this proposal is good.
Fill us in. You know, you are, as you might expect, you're starting to get some heat from people on the issue. But explain to us the basis of this and why you think this is going to help us.
Well, the basis of it to start with is to get our border secure and to address the issue of 11 million people who are living in the shadows and letting those who have a clean record pay back taxes, pay a fine, learn English, get behind everyone else who has come to this country legally and applying for a green card. Their status is a legal status, not even a green card, and have an agricultural worker program that works. As you know, down in the southern part of our state, we have crops that are left untended because we don't have agriculture workers. Keep some of the smart young people from foreign countries who have PhDs in the sciences, allow them a path to citizenship in this country as well, and bring the 11 million out of the shadows, but most of all, get our border secure first.
How does that, how, and again, I think that the one thing that's always frustrated me about this, and I'm sure you more so, is that on both sides of the political aisle, it seemed to be the one thing that people agreed upon was that we need to secure the border to keep the criminal element and possible terrorist attacks from crossing the border. How does this plan do that?
Nothing is triggered until it is certified that the border has reached a level of security, probably at the level, frankly, that our Yuma sector does on our southern border, but not our Tucson sector, where there's still drugs flow relatively freely across our border. So we have to have a secure border. And then all of this other provisions that I talked to you about, obtaining legal status, paying back taxes, learning English, all of that is, comes after the border is secure.
All right, so are you buying this? You like the idea? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. The immigration, comprehensive immigration reform is what we're talking about. Four main points that include the pathway to citizenship, new employment verification systems, no future undocumented workers will be allowed, tougher border security. I mean, they've been talking about that since the dawn of time. You know, there's so much who we are involved with that. But it's interesting who the players are here. It's 21 minutes after the hour, and we'll deal with this a little bit more in a few moments on the countdown.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And immigration reform is front and center with all the hoopla in the news media about this. News Talk Radio focuses on the news and then whatever spill there is from the news in terms of discussion. The unveiling of the framework had appeared. I think the president's supposed to come out today with his own campaign. Let's see how it agrees with what these senators have come up with. Here's host Howie Carr talking to one of his callers about some of the scamming that's likely to increase with this new proposal.
For the immigration miss, if this is going to happen, the illegal should be forgiven forbidden citizenship. They should only become permanent resident aliens. They should not be rewarded for breaking the law. Also prevents them from voting. Go ahead, Donald.
Yeah, your last statement about the deriving benefits from these amnesty folks is right on. If you were going to do that, the only way was to cap it and say you can stay here, but no benefits to be transferred. What you're really talking, and this goes back to the 1986 amnesty, is you're talking like three or four times the 11 million you're talking, because immediately the wives come. As soon as they've derived citizenship, that's brothers, sisters, and parents.
Right.
The parents immediately on entering the United States, if they're over 62, get Social Security.
Yeah, I think they call it SSI under this system, but it's the same thing. It doesn't matter what they call it.
The other thing people don't understand, everybody thinks that the immigration is Jose wanting to come up here and make a better life. There's an awful lot of people down there running drug lord games down there. Do you think in 1986, the fraud in getting status was voluminous, and there's not enough investigators in ICE to keep up with it. So the drug lords are just going to take their guys in Mexico, get them across the border. They go up, I'm Jose Lopez. Here's my light bill for 5 years.
Right.
And I want to be here free. So they're going to get, and they have no record in the United States because they've only been whacking people in Mexico.
Right, right. Well, I think a lot of people have been claiming to be older than they were coming over across the illegally, and then claiming that they're 65 when they're actually not nearly 65, just so they can get on their doles quicker.
Exactly, but you're talking about criminal organizations that are set up, and they're looking at this, and they're just, they've got them lined up now.
All right. So it looks like the folks at FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, not a big fan of this new proposal. Their president released a statement dismissing the plan as nothing more than simple amnesty for these 11 million who are here illegally. Here's host Eddie Fingers and Tracy Jones with him talking to one of their callers, who is somebody who admits to hiring illegals.
You're a contractor, is that correct?
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah, so yeah, I'm a GC, I'm a general contractor. You know, I do hire Mexicans, end up paying them $50 cash at the end of the day, but, you know, the problem with hiring white boys for manual labor is that they're on welfare and unemployment. And the illegals are hired because they do work, and that's just the bottom line.
Let me ask you, $50 a day, and they're fine for that. So they're putting in 8 hours, man. That's like $6 an hour, $6.50 an hour. I mean, that's not much. That's under minimum wage.
Well, under the table, I mean, no one else has to know, Trace. I mean, that's the best thing about it.
So, really, well, let me ask you, do you ever worry you're going to get busted?
Yeah, sure, of course I do. I mean, everyone worries about that. It's a big problem. I mean, big old problem here in the in America. But heck, I mean, for me to make ends meet, I need to make sure that I'm making everything work. So.
And Brian, I'm sure that you pass that on to your customers as far as the savings. And plus another added thing, just paying them $50, you don't have to pay benefits. You don't have to pay medical. You don't have to pay dental, right?
I don't have to do any of that. No benefits, none of that. So,
well, Brian, let me ask you this. Let's say they're up there and they're shingling a roof. And God forbid the guy falls off there and messes himself up pretty bad. What happens then?
Well, heck, I mean, let me just tell you right now. I mean, I can tell you from my own experience, it's true. I've never been sued for workman's comp by Mexicans.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Let's move on into the second half hour of today's Talk Radio Review. The hot hits in Talk Radio determined by the folks at Talkers.com. You can work your way through what's new and interesting with new host ideas and concepts with the stories from day to day about what's going on in this, what is assumed by many to be their favorite format. But what we do here is examine, listen to, monitor a lot of the talk radio programs on the independent stations around the country to sort of get a bit of, if you'll take fingers on the pulse, that image, that's what we've got here. We have our fingers on the pulse. One of the things that is now surfacing, especially with a focus on the Super Bowl this week, lots of people, not just in sports talk radio, are onto the NFL concussion discussion. As a matter of fact, here's a roundtable, including former NFL player Tim Green, host Jay Thomas, and medical analyst Dr. Debai, man, you pronounce this guy's name, you're better than I am, Nampa Parapili. Anyway, they talk about the president's comments that if he had a son, he's not sure he'd let him play football because it's too dangerous.
I guess I can't disagree that he wants to take a good hard look at it, but I think that it's unfortunate that he would suggest that football is more dangerous than a lot of other sports. I think if you're going to do that, if you're going to say, boy, I really want to think before I'm going to let my son play football, I think first you need to say, I'm going to really think if I'm going to let my son get into an automobile, I'm going to let my son ride a bike, go downhill skiing, play baseball, play hockey, play soccer. So I think that football is, people have drawn a beat on football because of the Super Bowl, because of the popularity of the sport. But I think that there's a lot yet to be known about how much damage is actually done.
Yeah. Tim, my question is to you. Never in my life was I ever coached or did we ever coach kids
to do anything but shoulder tackle, placing your head on one side or the other of the runner and wrapping your arms. When I started seeing defensive backs, and especially the NFL, leading with their heads, I used to say that is the craziest way to tackle. One, it's not effective, and two, it's so injurious. When do you think that started, the leading with the head?
Well, so first of all, I agree with you.
I agree that leading with the head is extremely dangerous. I've coached football as well, junior league and high school football, and would never coach that way. I was never coached in college or the pros to lead with my head on a tackle. I think people are doing it now. I think it should be a strict liability. It should be a penalty. I think that football could eradicate that from the game pretty easily, and I think that it should be eradicated. The issue, I think, that's kind of up in the air and that's nebulous right now is the repeated blows to the head on the line of scrimmage. And that's something that I experienced as a lineman in the National Football League. I mean, you line up every play and you're taught to use your helmet as the impact point to stop the opposing lineman's momentum. So that to me is something that, you know, I want to see what comes out of that, but I'm not all that alarmed as everyone else is. I know that some people have had brain injuries and certainly done damage to their brain. But again, I think you have to put it into context. Football is not that much more dangerous than a lot of other sports.
Studies show that football may be more dangerous than some of the other competitive sports, at least in terms of mild traumatic brain injury. You might be more likely to get a traumatic brain injury from football compared to volleyball or soccer, baseball or softball, but you can get them in those sports as well. I think having people play at a younger age, it could go either way. I mean, people have more likelihood maybe of getting repeated brain injuries, but maybe they can be taught to play differently or more safely at a younger age and have a little bit more wherewithal to protect themselves. I think from a practical perspective, though, it doesn't make sense to ban football or really prevent people from playing or enjoying the sport. I think we should look at, really, first, how can we prevent some of these injuries? And second, if somebody does have a brain injury, what can we do to really treat them or get them to have better treatment alternatives early on?
Let me just throw one more thing in here. When people talk about not letting their little kids play football, I mean, to me, that's laughable. The impact created by those little kids, little 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, with beautiful helmets on their heads, that's nothing compared to the impacts in the National Football League or college. And people who say so are just flat wrong.
Well, I'm going to take my gloves off here because I'm listening to this idiotic conversation. Green doesn't know what he's talking about. I have become an expert in this area because of my connection with an operation company out of Denver called Seriscan, CereScan. You can look them up online, Seriscan.com. I went there, I studied, I continue to study, I continue to talk to people who are experts that are connected with them, connected with other areas of life that have, I've had a serious injury, and that's why I brought myself around to getting my brain tested, and then I started looking into who it was that my brain was being compared against, and they were all football players, 3,200 of them, or 3,400 of them in the mix that have been tested. Since then, thousands of others have been tested, as have people who've come back from the theater of war to find out what's going on. Seriscan is able to, through a special software program that these folks created, look at the history of your brain, look at its present condition, and predict for you in the future what's going to happen to your brain. And to have Green say that it's not more dangerous than any other sport is laughable. It is ridiculous. It's an insult. The guy doesn't know what the hell he's talking about because pretty much everybody who plays football is in danger, whether they're being taught to do it. Yeah, are there ways of doing touch football or other things? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about these men who go out on the field and hit as hard as they can, do as much damage to the opponent as they possibly can, and the kinds of injuries that have been going on. Why the hell do you think 3,400 NFL, former NFL players, have signed on to this suit against the NFL? Because the NFL knew what was going on. They had the studies done, so they know. That's why they put $75 million aside. They put $75 million aside in the last NFL contract with the players. That's what was holding up the signing of it. And they finally agreed to put $75 million aside to take care of the families of players who will die one way or another. There are all kinds of stories this last year or so about various people. And now all the colleges, I mean, when I one of the reasons I left the board at Heidelberg when I was there is because I brought this up and it was swept under the table. I was told by people who are from the president's office on down and members of the board that this would ruin the college if we made too much of a stink about this. And we were in conformance and compliance with what the rest of the Ohio League Division III teams were using. You know, all that may be well and good, but that doesn't mean there isn't a problem. This is a very, very dangerous sport. You may like it. You may have played it when you were in high school and college and you do the hoo-hoo-hoo stuff. But it is ridiculous and an insult for these people to fly in the face of the stats, the information that is there, that is plain as the nose on your face, that this is a very dangerous sport. And so many things that are not now just coming out about what's happened over the past 10, 15, 20 years to players. So are there going to be players that will live a fine, happy, normal life after they play? Sure. Are there going to be a lot of players that are in jeopardy? Absolutely. And so I think I'm not a big fan of the president's. I can't remember the last time I agreed with him on anything except what day of the week it was. But I think he's right on, spot on this. 888-302-3684. Here's Mike Trevisano, a host in Ohio, talking about whether or not this could destroy football.
Within the next 10 years, there's a chance that NFL football might not exist because of concussions and the lawsuits and the violence in NFL football. It's too rough of a game for America all of a sudden. Did you hear what the president said over the weekend? If I had a son. Now, see, this is where the president shouldn't comment on things like this. Okay, because for whatever reason, and I'm still trying to figure it out, it's like movie stars. A lot of people pay attention to what they say. I don't know why. Movie stars are the scum of the earth. Why would you pay attention to anything they say? But anyway, unless it's about sex, or cheating on their husband or cheating on their wife, they're pros at that. But to listen to them for advice, like the President of the United States, he holds a lot of weight because no matter who the president is because of that position. Don't forget, 50% of America, roughly, loves him, no matter who the president is. And 50% hates him. Of course, if CNN is running the poll, if you're a Democrat, 82% love you.
Yeah.
But he says over the weekend, if I had a son, I'd have to think long and hard if I would allow him to play football. We have to do something about violence. Huh? I guarantee you, within 10 years, the NFL might look like the Pro Bowl. What was the score, 62-49 or something? If you watch highlights, do yourself a favor, because I'm not a big Sports Center highlight guy. But watch the highlights on ESPN of the Pro Bowl. It looked like touch football. No one wanted to make a tackle. I guarantee you, that's what football is going to look like. And football is going to lose its ratings because of that. Watch and see. Mark my words. And they will try to ban football if you get more comments like the president made over the weekend.
Well, some may want to try to ban it. How about you fix it? 888-302-3684. If you fix it, does that mean people don't want to go because they're just bloodthirsty curs? The average person wants to watch all that hitting and people getting hurt? Is that really what this is all about, the gladiators and the Romans? Maybe that's what it is all about. We're no better or different than the people who lived in that era. I know when I brought this up, again, Trevor Sanders, an Ohio host, Ohio, Texas, Florida, the kids who play football in high school and college are gods. It's and a lot of my friends, who, I still, my friends, think that I am way off on this, and I just point them to Seroscan and the studies that have been done and continue to be done, and let them read them for themselves and weep. It's read it and weep time. 888-302-3684 if you want to engage in a conversation on this. One more excerpt from another talk radio program as we move on here on the countdown.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to. You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
888-302-3684. The concussion problem and the NFL's discussion of it. Here's host Denny Schaefer talking about the reason that people watch football.
President Obama says football fans are going to have to wrestle with the fact that the game will probably change over time to try to reduce the violence. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't that why we watch football? Why do you watch football? Okay, some women, they watch football because, you know, their butts look really nice in those pants. Okay, I watch football for the contact and the physicalness, not necessarily the violence. I mean, yeah, if you want to go to the extreme and say, oh, it's so violent. I watch it for the crashing hits and the physicalness of it. Yeah. That's why the game is so popular. That's why it's now America's pastime. It's not baseball. It hasn't been baseball for a while. It's been football. High school, college, pros, all of it. He says changes are probably coming. And some of those changes might make football a bit less exciting. But it'll be much better for the players. See, I'm not on board. I want to be on board, and maybe it's for selfish reasons, but I don't think they changed the game at all. They're talking about getting rid of the kickoff. I just don't think you do that. I think the kickoff is singly the most exciting thing of the game. It's the most. How are you going to start the game without a kickoff? They're talking about one of the options being considered for replacing kickoffs. If you score a touchdown, then you get the ball at your own 30. You score a touchdown, you still get to keep the ball. Okay? And it's fourth down and 15. So you can either punt or you can go for it.
888-302-3684. Gun control is the next item of informational interest coming up next on the countdown.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
How much of a shrug is involved by some of you when it comes to the discussion of gun control? A lot of talk radio hosts, according to the monitoring at talkers.com, are still very hot on this, and so are a lot of the callers who want to talk about other things other than just guns. This is about the shootings, this is about death, and whether or not gun control is the only way to pursue or the only thing. Remember, there were three possibilities or three things the president said to Joe Biden to study. Gun control was one of them, violent videos was another, and too much drugs being dispensed in schools and mental health problems in general. So, with that backdrop, here are our hosts Jonathan Rush and Kelly Nash having a conversation with Congressman Mick Mulvaney of South Carolina. They are actually talking, all of them, to a caller about the new gun control legislation that's been proposed.
One of my first questions is going to be, I think, redundant to Matt. Matt's on the phone, so we'll let him ask it.
I know gun control has been a hot topic lately, and I've heard a lot of discussions openly, whether it be over the airwaves or the news, about high-capacity magazines, tactical rifles, or sport rifles, as people call them. Is anyone in Congress, or do you hear any talk about the fact that it's really not necessarily about hunting? It's more about avoiding any tyrannical reign, or I'm certainly not a doomsdayer, but I'm a constitutionalist, and I understand that we have a right to this well-regulated militia, and we have a right to bear arms. And does someone know that, you know, we employ our Congress as a people, and we don't ever want to be, obviously, under tyrannical reign again? And I'm just looking for your opinion, and folks are talking about that there on the Hill.
Yeah, and the short answer to your question is yes, there are folks in Washington, and more than just a small handful, who talk about that every chance that we get. And I say we because I'm in that group. You know, every time Chuck Schumer comes out and says, you don't need
you don't need a bushmaster to hunt a deer.
Exactly. And the point is, the Second Amendment is not the right to hunt. It's the right to bear arms. Two entirely different things. And we don't get in the business of telling people what they need and what they don't need. You know, if you want to have that conversation, you say, well, look, did the kid need, the kid in Newtown, did he need to have access to video games? Did his parents need to get divorced? Those are not conversations we have. The bottom line is his parents have a right to get divorced, they had a right to look at the video games, and they had a right to have the weapons. That's how it works. It doesn't work backwards from need. The government doesn't get to tell us what we need like that. And yeah, there are folks having that conversation. Every chance we get, every time they talk about hunting, we point out the Second Amendment. It's not a right to hunt. It's a right to bear arms. So, listen, to the larger point, I just don't see... And again, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again. I just don't see any major anti-gun legislation coming out of Washington this year. I do not see the Senate, the Democrat-controlled Senate, being able to pass anything that's significant. I think you will see some changes to background checks. You will see, for example, I think the loophole for private sales, the gun show loophole, as they call it, will probably be closed, and we'll get more thorough background checks. And honestly, I don't think many folks object to that. The idea of a mentally ill person being able to go to a gun show and buy a gun probably bothers everybody equally.
Sure.
So that's not the issue. But I don't see anything in terms of what they call an assault weapon ban, bans on high capacity magazines. I just don't see it because I don't think the Democrats have the votes to get it out of the Senate.
All right, so mental health problems he brings up there. Here's Cheryl listening to WAYY in Wisconsin, a former psychiatric nurse.
It's certainly sad, the state of affairs when it comes to mental illness. I'm a former psychiatric nurse, and I saw Ronald Reagan closed all the hospitals in California and the mental institutions. And there's just not enough done for the mentally ill and for us to determine what course of action to take. It's very sad. It's so important. There are so many people whose lives are fragmented by mental illness. It's a very sad situation, and having worked in the field for many, many years, it should be obvious to be kinder to people, for one thing, and to be able to identify people who are at risk for becoming ill.
Mm-hmm. A lot of this, by the way, there's a big tie-in, whether you know it or not, to mentioned, if you're listening in this last half hour, the discussion of the NFL, the concussions, the head injuries, and that sort of thing. There's a big correlation between suicides, mental health, and football, the people who have played football and have basically lost their minds. Very interesting discussion about suicide and its connection to all of this. Anyway, that's our review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Talk Radio Countdown Show, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Steffen, here on our daily review of the hot hit.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.